Hilchas Pikodoin Halacha Dalit. Rav Nosson Zal says, Uboy Yizbayar Inyan Sfira Soimer Ushvuas Shehu Kabbalas HaTorah. In this chapter of Likutei Halachos will be explained the topic of Sfira Soimer and Shvuas, which is the time that we receive the Torah. Al Pi HaTorah Ashrei Tmimei Derech. This is based on the chapter 1 in Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom, look at that chapter. V'haklal Hayotze Misham Le'inyonenu. One of the main rules and concepts that comes out of that chapter on the Likutei Moran relevant to us is ki ish ha-yisraeli tzorech lehistakel tomid b'hasechel shel kol davar. A Jew, whenever a Jew looks at something, he has to always look at the sechel in that item lehiskarev al yidei zeh l'Hashem yisborach, because by looking for the sechel in something, he'll be able to use that item to bring him close to Hashem. Ki hasechel hu oyer godoil. Rabbi Nizal says, sechel is a tremendous light, bechinas shemesh, like the sun. Vze bechinas ches, and this sechel is represented by the letter ches in the Aleph Beis. Ki hachochmo techaye, because Rabbi Nizal says, chochmo gives chius. Chius means life. There's a pasuk ha-chochmo techaye bo'oleho, that wisdom and knowledge is the life of the person. And the Hebrew letter ches, the way we pronounce it, is as if it were written ches yutof, which spells the word chius, which means life. Rabbi Nizal explains over there, ach machmas she'oyer ha-sechel godol ma'oid. However, because this item of sechel is so high a level within the midos of Hashem, Chochmah is all the way on top. Yefshir lizkoy seilov kiim al yidei bechinas nun shehu bechinas malchus. It's impossible to get to it without starting at the bottom. The bottom is malchus, which Rabbi Nizal says over there is represented by the letter nun, because there's a pasuk when Dovra Melech is davening for his son Shlomo Melech's kingdom to be successful. He says, lifnei shemesh yinoin shemoi, may his name, meaning his kingdom, outshine the sun. Yinoin means the shining of the kingdom, the malchus. And note it says, lifnei shemesh, before you can get to the sun, what do you need? Yinoin. You need the nun first, the malchus first. Before you can get to chachma, you have to start from malchus. Kamay shekosuf, lifnei shemesh, yinoin shmoi. V'zeh bechinas levona. And Rabbi Nizal says over there that malchus is represented by the moon. Ula umas zeh, and just as in Kiddusha you have the sun and the moon representing Chochmah and Malchus, in opposition to that, hu bechinas Esav, you have Esav Harosha, shebizo esab choyra. He insulted the birthright, and birthright represents Sechel, Chochmah, because there's a pasuk, Reishis Chochmah. Chochmah is called the first, which is synonymous with the birthright. Bechinas lo yachpoitz ksil besvuna kiim bezgalus liboy. There's a pasuk that says a fool rejects sechel. He's not interested in sechel. He just wants to do what his heart desires, and that's it. Bechinas malchus harishor. That's the symbol of the malchus of klipa of tuma, where it's a malchus that's just out to satisfy its own desires. And Rabbi Nizal shows over there that this is the whole battle between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. It's the Chochmah and Malchus of Kiddusha against the Chochmah and Malchus of the Sitra Achra. Utzrichen lahagbir Malchus de Kiddusha al Malchus HaRishah. A Jew's mission in life is to constantly be feeding and strengthening his Yetzer Tov to give it the ability to defeat his Yetzer Hara. V'ho'ikar al yidei ha-toyra. Rabbi Nizal says over there, the way that you do that is by learning Torah b'koyach. That's what Rabbi Nizal speaks about over there. V'oz mischaber ha-ches imanun. And when a person does that, he attaches the ches, which is chachma, with the nun, which is malchus. V'nase b'chinas chen. And he's zeichet to have this ingredient called chen, charm, in Hashem's eyes, in the eyes of people. And then all of his tefillos will be answered positively. And not only will his chen improve, but he can affect the chen and chashivos of the whole Jewish people in Hashem's eyes and in the eyes of the world. V'zeh pirush maimor Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Nizal over there uses this to explain a story with Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Hai galo demat polisvinto. He was riding in a ship at sea, and he saw a wave, a big tidal wave coming that wanted to drown the ship that he was on. Umischazi kitzutzi sedenura chivra bereisha. And in the distance, it looked like a white spark. Because when you see waves, all you see is that white cap on top, which looks in the distance, it could look like a spark, like a pretty thing. Rabbi Nizal says over there that in the beginning, the Yetzer Hara tries to dress himself in white, in mitzvahs. He doesn't come to a person who wants to become religious. The Yetzer Hara doesn't come to him offering him chazer. He comes to him saying, you want to become religious? Oh, 1 minute. He goes to the shelf, let me take out my religious book. Oh, I teach religion too. I don't just teach you how to become a Rasha. You want to learn how to become a tzaddik? Come to me too. I got a book on that. And he'll teach the person how to become a false tzaddik, a bad tzaddik, you know, the wrong kind of, the wrong way. Umochinam lei, and how did we defeat this wave? How did we subdue this wave? Be alvaso, with a stick that had engraved on it Hashem's name, Ek Yashrekia. Hainu she'ikar hachnosoi shleitzahoro walidea Torah. Rabbi Nizal says over there, the main tool that helps a person defeat his Yetzahara is the Torah. The Torah is compared to a stick, because when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Luchos, they were 6 by 6. 6 tfochim by 6 tfochim. And 6 in Hebrew is a vav, which is shaped like a stick. Ki balaveiro humishuga. Rabbi Nizal says over there that when a person does a sin, it implies that the person lost his mind. Otherwise, what? Which normal person, you tell him if you do this, you're going to get $1 billion. If you do this, you're going to get roasted on a spit. Which normal person is going to do the avera? Elamai. How does the Yetzirah get a person to do an avera? The person has a short loss of mind, you know, loss of brains. He loses his mind for a moment. Ki ein odem oyev avera elam kei nichnas boi ruach shtus. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there, just as when a person becomes crazy, hysterical, or mentally ill, they usually do 2 things for the person. Sometimes they smack the person to bring them out of a hysteria, or to stop the person. The person's going wild, they lose it. They smack the person to get him to stop. And sometimes they use a kameya, they use an amulet, they put the name of Hashem upon the person, and that cures the insanity. So Rabbi Nizal explains over there, just like when it comes to Chas V'Shalom, a person who's totally insane, the way to deal with them is with these 2 paths, one is the smack, and the other is the names of Hashem, the Torah has in it both of those powers. Because the Torah is, the Luchos were presented in the form of a stick. They were 6 by 6, and 6 is the letter Vav, which is represented by a stick, to show that the Torah has in it those same qualities. Whatever a stick could do, the Torah could do. And number 2, the Torah is filled with all the names of Hashem. You want to use an amulet could have 1 or 2 or 6 names of Hashem. The Torah is Kula Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all the names of Hashem. Through the Torah that a person learns, machnin u'megashin haruach shtus, the person can get rid of all of his mishigas and all of his craziness, shehu shigoin mamish, which is all the real craziness, vazai mizgaber malchus digdusha, and that's what gives strength to his malchus digdusha, shubchinas tzimtzum haseichel. Malchus is always representative of tzimtzum haseichel, constriction, a keli. So that the person should be zeichel to receive the seichel in proper quantities, in quantities that he could handle it constructively. That's the main life of a Jew, that's the neshama of a Jew, and that's the tachlis of a Jew. To be zeichet to this yichud of chochma and malchus, to be zeichet to draw sechel onto himself, but with the proper midos, in the proper measures, so that he could handle it in a constructive way. This is what Rav Nosson Zal quotes. This is his summary of that chapter on Likutei Moran. And with this, he's going to go into explaining the mitzvah of Sfira Seimer. We'll continue from here. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas mitzvahs hanofas ho'omer so'ivas ho'omer. This explanation, this summary that we just gave of the first chapter on Likutei Moran, with this we're going to be able to understand the mitzvah of lifting up the omer of barley and counting of the omer, shehem haschola v'hachono lekabolas ha'toira, which represent the beginning and preparation of kabolas ha'toira. Kimavur b'ksovim, it's explained in the writings of the Arizal, shebechol yemei hasfira mekablin kol hamoichin, the katnus, the gadlus, rishoin v'sheni, behadrogo ubemido bechol yoim v'yoim, kimavur heitev shom ayin shom. The Arizal explains in his manner, according to Kabbalah, how during these 49 days of the Omer, we receive all the different parts of Moichin. There's Moichin the Gadlus, Moichin the Katnus, higher level Moich, lower level Moich, Rishon and Sheni. And it's all done in slow, organized stages during these 49 days. Because we learned in the past that on the first night of Pesach, Kavyochel, in order for Hashem to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, he blasted them with super light, Sheloikis Seder, where at that time the Moichin came completely in a non-organized way. The higher level came before the lower level, etc., etc. Whereas as soon as that night is over, the concept of counting the Omer, starting from 1 and climbing up to 49, there it's a very organized process of a Jew taking upon himself the new Moichin, all the seichel that he's going to need on Shavuos to be able to receive the Torah anew. Gam mekablim kol hahei chasodim v'hahei gvurois uklolaisein. Also, during this 49-day period, the person is receiving the 5 kindnesses and the 5 harshnesses. Shehem bechinas shivo shivo uklolaisein. I'm sorry. And also yesoid and malchus, numbers 6 and 7, which are not independent items, but rather they're called Klolius and Klolius the Klolius in Kabbalah. They represent summaries and double summaries of the first 5. Umekablam oisam b'shiva shavuoy shel asfira. And the person receives this during the 7 weeks of the Omer. They're receiving all of these lights that are coming from these sources, kavyochol from Hashem. Umevur sham, it's explained there in addition, shebechol yoim b'yoim meir malchus de zeranpin lemalchus de nukva, that on each and every day of these 49 days of the Omer, zeranpin is a term in Kabbalah that's used to refer to chesed gevura teferas netzachoy yisoid as a set. Nukva is the term used usually to refer to malchus. Here the Arizal says that the malchus of Zeranpin, the malchus of Zohar Kavyochel, shines into the malchus of Nekeva Kavyochel, as if we can say, Kigoin, for example, Biyoim Aleph, on the first day, Nichnas Malchus Shebechesed Aleph, Bechesed Sheloi, Vechein Nichnas Malchus Shebegvura Aleph, Bechesed Shelo, Umeir Malchus Sheloi, Bemalchus Shelo. For example, the Arizal shows over there that on the first day of the Omer, the first week of the Omer is the week of Chesed, from what we've learned. The way we count the Omer, the first day is Chesed Shebechesed, then Gvura Shebechesed, then Tiferes Shebechesed, etc. The way the Arizal explains it is that on each level is broken out to 10 levels or to 7 levels, depending on how you look at it. The Arizal says that on the first day, the Malchus of Chesed, of male, shines into the Malchus of Gvura, which is the female portion. Female is always a concept of more Midas Adin. And his Malchus shines into her Malchus, Kavyochel. Ubiyoim Beis, Nichnas Yesoid Shebechesed Aleph, Bechesed Sheloi, V'nidche B'chinas HaMalchus B'gvura Sheloi, V'chein B'nukva, etc., etc. On the second day, it moves up a level. From Malchus, it switches to Yesoid. And he says that the Malchus, the Yesoid of Chesed, which is the second level up. The first day was Malchus of Chesed. The second day, it's the Yesoid of Chesed 1. enters into its position, gets into its position, and the Malchus of Gvura that was in position yesterday moves aside and makes place for the next level up, the Chein Benukva. This takes place in the male side and on the female side, and they mix together. All the details of this, I'm not familiar enough to make you familiar with it. For now, let's just see the way Rav Nosson Zal is presenting it. V'nidche b'chinas, right. Umeir malchus shenidche behagvura sheloi lemalchus shenichnas begvura shelo. And the Arizal explains that the malchus that was replaced with the gvura of the male side shines into the malchus that was replaced by the gvura of the female side. V'chein b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, and this happens every single day. Rav Nosson Zal is going to make his point in a minute. Nimtza. Therefore, if you look at how this is explained in the writings of the Arizal, you'll see kishita'ayin heitev bekavonos. If you'll study that part of the Arizal clearly, tira, you'll see she'ikar hatikan b'chol yoyim hu bebechinas malchus shebechol mido mido. Ayin shom heitev bekavonos hamavuorim beprotius b'chol ayla v'layla b'soif perek zayin mishar sfira soimer, and you'll see it. The point he wants to emphasize is that if you look in the writings of the Arizal, the way it's presented, despite the fact that there are seven spheroids in each set, Chesed through Malchus, the action is all taking place in the Malchus each time. All the action related to a given set, all the activity is taking place in the Malchus. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain soon why it is this way. But he's saying that if you look at the Kabbalah explanation of this, you're going to see that that's the way it works. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal says, this means ki al yedei hanofas ho'oimer usfira shebechol yoimi memtes yemei asfira, through the counting and the lifting up of the oimer that takes place throughout these 49 days, anu maschilen laham shecholenu kedushas kabbalah satora, in a gradual way, we're starting to draw upon ourselves the holiness of kabbalah satora. Shehu bechinas hamshochas hamoichin, which is synonymous with drawing upon ourselves new moichin, new sechel. Shehu ikar bechinas kabbalah satora. That's what kabbalah satora is all about, drawing upon yourself a new level of sechel. V'ho ikar al yedei shemesaknin bechinas malchus. However, you'll see it emphasized in the Arizal that the most important item that the person needs to be mesakin is the malchus. Shehu bechinas nun, which we said earlier is represented by the letter nun, shehu bechinas tzimtzum umido lekabel hachochma v'hamichin bahadrogo b'mido. The malchus, this letter nun, represents a boundary, a tzimtzum, and guidelines within which the person is receiving sechel in a measured way, in a way that it could be constructive for the person. Ki beloy tikun bechinas hamido v'hatzimtzum shehu bechinas malchus, because unless the person first establishes the malchus properly, which represents the boundaries, the gvul, it's impossible for the person to benefit from the light, because if the light isn't contained properly, it can be damaging and destructive. Ki oyer hasechel godol moed, because Rabbi Nizal had said in that chapter in the Kutimaran that the light of Chochma Sechel is very bright. It's impossible to receive that light in a beneficial way unless the person has first established the Malchus, which is the Nun, which is the Tzimtzum. Kemoishekosov, as the Pasuk says, Lifnei Shemesh, before you can get to the light of the sun, Yinoin, you must have the nun first. Kama shekosu batoirana. Alkein tzrichin lohovi oimer soirim. Therefore, a person has to bring this korban, a specific measure of barley, shehu klal kol hatzimtzumim, which... Rav Nosson Zal says, this oimer soirim, this measure of barley, represents the summary of all aspects of tzimtzum. I've mentioned this before, and we'll repeat it. Soirim, barley by itself, is a concept of tzimtzum compared to wheat, because wheat is always referred to as human food, higher level sechel, whereas barley, compared to wheat, is called Meichel Behema, which represents an union of Tzimtzum. Number two, the Arizal says that within the letters of the Aleph Beis, there are certain letters that represent the concept of Chesed, which is an union of Harchovo, and there are certain letters that represent Midas Hadin, Gvura, Tzimtzum. For example, the Arizal says that there are five letters in the Aleph Beis which come in a special additional form when they're written at the end of a word. Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof, Menatzbach, it's called. These letters come in two forms, one way when they're written in the middle of a word, one way at the end of a word. These five letters, because they close the word, because they're called oisiois stumois, sosum is an union of tzimtzum, malchus, closed, something that's closed in, like a keli. These five letters, mem, nun, tzadik, pei, chof, are bigimatria 280. Twice menatzbach is 560. And Memnon Tzadik Pechof is five letters. So it's 280 plus 5, and 280 plus 5, plus being Nichlal together. It's two times Menatzbach, plus the five letters, is Bigimatria, the word Se'ira, which is 575. You understand? It's 280 plus the five letters is 285. Then another 280 plus the five letters is another 285. Is 370, and then you add 5 because it's all based on 5 letters, these 5 letters of Menatzbach. This, the Arizal explains exactly why it is this way, but he writes that Se'ira is an union of Tzimtzum, Din, Menatzbach, these 5 letters. Hainu, Shalidei Hanofas Ho'omer Se'irim, through the act of raising up this measure of barley, Nistaknin Kol HaTzimtzumim V'Hamidos, this fixes up all the constrictions and all the midos, Sheim Chinas Malchus, Kedei Shenuchal Alidei Zeh Lekabel HaSamoichin Bahadrogo B'mido, so that we should be able to receive the moichin, the sechel, in a controlled, measured way, because unless a person sets that up first, the kelim, it's impossible to receive the moichin. This is why we have these 50 days, tisperu chamishim yoim, it says in the Chumash, of counting the yoimer, which represents tikun hamalchus. During those 50 days, we're preparing the keli, the malchus, into which the matan Torah, the moichin, is going to be able to be poured into. Kimavor le'el, as was explained earlier, she'ikr ha'he'ora v'hatikin b'chol yoim v'yoim hu b'pchinas malchus kanal. The way the Arizal had shown it, that when it, no matter what sphera you're dealing with, if you're dealing with the sphere of chesed, and chesed has 7 branches, chesed shebechesed, gvur shebechesed, it's always the malchus shebechesed where all the action is taking place. Lahavdil, in a sense, you have a building. And in a building, you have the bottom floor, which is the reception area, the control room, everything, all the major action for the building is over there. All the activity, people coming, person who wants access to any floor in that building, even though you have two buildings side by side that have 100 floors each, World Trade Center, we know there's no way you can get from building to building unless you got to go down to the ground floor, go across, go into the ground floor of the other building, and from there, and only through there, can you get to wherever you want to go to. Lahavdil, we're being told, al pi Kabbalah, any transfer of light that's taking place in any of the spheroids, moichen, it's always going through the malchus of that. It's always the malchus of chesed, of duchro, that's being mashpia to the malchus of nuk, always like that. And Rav Nosson Zal says here now, v'alkein heim chamishim yoim, now you could understand why the preparation for Matan Torah is 50 days specifically, keneged b'chinas nun hanal, corresponding to the nun that Rabbeinu Zal talks about in that first chapter in the Kutimran, shehu b'chinas malchus. The letter nun represents malchus. B'chinas lifnei shemesh yinoin shemoi. Before sun, before the light of the sun, you better establish the nun, the 50. Hainu, lifnei shemesh, koidim shemekablim hamoichin vasechel vachochma shembechina shemesh, before you can receive the brains, the light, the matan Torah, which is going to be the whole sechel, you must first go through, you must first establish the malchus, the 50. Kama shekosu shomesh, Rabbeinu Zal says, צריכים מקודם לסכן בחינס מלכוס, שהוא בחינס נון, בחינס יינוי שמוי, שזה בחינס נון יוים של ספירה סוימר כנען. That's the concept of the 50 days of the Sefira Soimar. And that's why the Arizal is saying that during these 50, he shows according to Kabbalah, that there's all kinds of transfers of light taking place among all the Sefirois, but he kept emphasizing that it's always the Malchus of A and the Malchus of S that are doing the transfer to affect all the upper floors also. Why? Because according to what Rabbi Nizal said, the whole job, the main job, to prepare for the light is Tikkun HaMalchus. So no matter what sphere you're going to be talking about, you're always dealing with establishing and fixing up the malchus of that level. This, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to come down to earth now and talk on our level. Uklal hakavono shel hanufa soimer soirim usfira. Rav Nosson Zal says the basic idea of the bringing of this korban oimer and the counting is is for the Jew to separate himself and to leave completely the filth of Egypt, and to be zecha to receive the Torah, which is the main source of chochma and sechel for Klal Yisrael, because by a person being zecha to learn Torah, that'll give that person the wisdom to be able to look at the sechel in everything in this world, and by looking for the sechel in everything, they'll be able to come close to Hashem through every single item in this world. Because when that person walks around in the world, they're going to be looking for the chochma and sechel in everything, to use every item to bring you close to Hashem. That we're being told that Shavuos is when you get the Torah, the sechel, and everything. And before you can get to that, you better make sure that the malchus is in place and fixed up in everything. Now Rav Nosson Zal starts explaining. Ki kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu lo yibro yele lechvoidoi. Everything that Hashem created, He created only for His honor and glory. So that the world should come to recognize Hashem, ula avdoi, and serve Hashem, alidei kol hadvorim sheboilam, through everything in the world. That's the purpose for creation. Why did Hashem create an animal? So that Hashem's kovod should be increased by that animal. So if by slaughtering the animal and doing it in a kosher way, following all of Hashem's definitions according to the Torah, as to how Hashem says to slaughter an animal properly, and making a brocha asher kedishonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu ala shchita, and then doing all the proper procedures, and then making a brocha when you eat that meat of that animal, and salting it, and then eating it for the covered Shabbos, etc., Hashem is being given kovod from every single step of the procedure that's dealing with that animal, much, much more than if we simply let that animal hang out in the field and just eat grass. Avol ein zeichen loze kiim al yedei ha-Torah kedoshah. But it's impossible for a person to be zeiche, to understand how to serve Hashem and how to give Hashem respect from everything, without the knowledge of the Torah Kedoshah. Ukemavur b'ha-Torah anal, as Rabbein Zal explains in that chapter in Likud Imran, ki al yidei ha-Torah machnin malchus harishah, shil b'chinas ksilus, ruach shtus, shehim klal kol ha-taivois v'amidois rois, shehush ruach shtus v'shigoy mamish, because Rabbein Zal said over there that Hashem created a Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is referred to as the Malchus of Klipa. He's also a concept of a king. There were two, it says that when Esav and Yaakov Avinu were going to be born, it says that Rivka came to the Beis Medrash Hashem Vever, and she was told, Shnei Goyim Bevitneich. Two kings are inside of you right now. Yaakov Avinu is called a Melech, and Esav is called a Melech. This is the Melech of Sechel. In fact, in the Medrash, it says that one of Yaakov Avinu's nicknames was Shemesh, son, whereas Esav is Malchus de Klipa, where it says, Vayivez Esav is Abchoira. Esav is the one who shows he's not interested in it. He's the anti-Chochma, anti-Torah, anti-Chochma, anti-wisdom. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that it's through the study of Torah that a person is machnia, weakens and does away with the malchus of rishus, which is synonymous with xilus, foolishness, ruach shtus, which is an umbrella term that includes in it all the taivos rois and midos rois, again of which Esav was a perfect example. Murderer, Esav the killer, Esav the bloodthirsty, Esav the hunter, Esav the one who wanted a lot of women, all of these things. Shehem ruach shtus v'shigoyin mamish. All of these taivos rois and midos rois, all the evil desires that people have, and all attributes of bad character that people have, are all under this umbrella term called foolishness. Shtus, xilus, shigoyim. Ki ein odom oyver aveir elam kenichnas boi ruach shtus. Because the Gemara says that the prerequisite for a sin is shtus, stupidity. Which means murderer, stupidity. Taiva sachilus, it's all plugged into the brain. It's all coming from a rejection of sechel or an acceptance of sechel. The one who accepts sechel, the one who respects sechel and accepts sechel, automatically rejects the taivos rois and midos rois, which are a display of foolishness. All of those things, people getting over-involved in food or women, this, that, it's all under that umbrella term of foolishness. It's, these are two opposites. And Rav Nosson Zal wants to now categorize them and make it very clear to us that this is where it starts. It starts at a person making a decision, I choose Sechel or I reject Sechel. The one who chooses, who rejects Sechel, automatically accepts the taivos rois and midos rois. They're all under that umbrella term of ksila. They're all types of foolishness. Because the Gemara says that the only way a person commits an avera, the word avera is koilel, all the taivos rois and midos rois, right? And the Gemara says it all comes from ruach shtus. Ruach shtus means rejection of sechel. Whereas the one who accepts Torah and accepts sechel automatically is rejecting the taivos rois and midos rois.
The answer is
it can. As a person's working on themselves, sometimes a person ends up being 30%, 70%, 46%, you know, all kinds of levels. But it's two opposites. That we need to know. That these are going in two opposite directions. And a person can't say, I'm going to be a big Talmud Chacham, but I don't want to let go of my Taivas Achila. I want to enjoy my Fai. I want to, because it's in two different places. For a person to believe that he can have his cake and eat it, that expression, it's not an option. Otherwise, he's fooling himself. He thinks it's Talmud Chacham, and it's not. Because Talmud Chacham goes with rejection of Taivos Rois and Midos Rois. V'zeh ikar zuamas v'tumas mitzrayim shanu tzrichem litar mehem be'elu yimei ha'sfira. And this is the filth and impurity of Egypt that we're looking to cleanse ourselves with from during these Yimei HaSfira. What is it? The Taivos Rois and Midos Rois, which comes from Ksilus. Kemo Yishanu Oimrim B'Sfira, as we say in the Tefillah for Sfira Soimer, Kedei L'Taharenu Miklipoisenu U'mitumasenu, that we're doing this mitzvah in order that we should become purified from our Klipois and Tumois. What is that? It's Taivos Rois and Midos Rois that are connected to Ksilus, rejection of Chochma and Sechel. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, V'alkein mevi'in omer soirin. This is why the korban that's brought is a measure of barley, shehu meichel behema, which is animal food, shehu heder hadas. Animal represents lack of das, or much lower level das, than human. Ki ikar yenikas haksilus, hu mebechinas miut halavono, shehu pegam hamalchus. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, how was it introduced, how is foolishness introduced into the world? If we say Sechel is sun, Chochma is the sun, and Malchus is the moon, Rav Nosson Zal explains now that originally the sun and the moon were equal level, they were both Sholem. Then Hashem forced the moon to step down and to become Nifgam, that its light should become diminished in a very big way. That diminishing of the light of the moon, that Tzimtzum, is what opened the door for foolishness to have a place. because the less sechel, the more foolish. It's either or. When there's 100 units of sechel and light, then there's no foolishness. If we say we're going to close the light halfway, then there's room for a 50% of darkness or foolishness, that kind of thing. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ki ikar yenika saksilus humebchinas miu talavono shehu pigama malchus. The place from which foolishness draws its original strength comes from the diminishing of the light of the moon, which represents a defect in the malchus, the malchus becoming defective. Ki hamalchus bechinas levono bechinas nun hanal, because the malchus, which is represented by the moon, which is represented by the letter nun of the aleph beis, hu klal kol hatzimtzumim v'hamidos shel hasechel, that represents the totality of all constrictions and confinements of the sechel. She'ef shelakabelas hasechel ki ma'idei zekanal. What we learned earlier, it's impossible to receive sechel unless you have that. Just like the Torah is compared to water. Is there any way that somebody can give you water without you having a keli in which to receive it, whether it be a bottle or a glass or a jar or a swimming pool? There's got to be a keli, otherwise you can't receive water. Or light, same thing here. Nimtza she'ikar tikkanas sechel ayidei b'chinas ha-malchus she'b'chinas klal kol ha-tzimtzumim v'amidos. The main tikkanas sechel is done through the malchus. Aval machmas she'b'chinas tzimtzum umido. Because of the fact that malchus is a form of tzimtzum, it's a form of confinement or constriction, v'chol tzimtzum hu b'chinas din, and tzimtzum is always a concept of harshness, judgment, it's a concept of the left side, Alkein lefomim nishtal shel mishom yenikas haksilus sheuheder adas legamri. That's why sometimes it ends up resulting in foolishness, actual foolishness, the opposite of das. Because the moment, as we said before, the moment we're talking, let's say you have wall-to-wall light, the moment we're constricting the light in any way, and we're saying we only want the light to be flowing through this and this channel, wherever the light isn't going to be, there's going to be darkness. And darkness is a place where the klipos, or the tumor, can live, can draw their nourishment. Alkein mitchilo tzrichen lahamtik ulesakein b'chinas hamalchus. Therefore, so now we're being told that this malchus, which is a very constructive item, there's a negative side to it, that the minute you're talking tzimtzum, you're also talking something that leaves an opening for klipos to set in. Therefore, the first thing we have to do is fix up the malchus, that it shouldn't be able to be drawn on by the klipos. Al yidei hanofa soimer soirim, through bringing this korban oimer, shehu korban mi meichel behema, by us offering a sacrifice that comes from animal food, shehu bechinas heder adas, which represents lack of das, bechinas tzimtzum amoichin, it represents a super constriction of the sechel, shaydeze ikar kabola samoichin kanal, which we said is the prerequisite to receiving sechel. That's why you got to do that first. That's why before we can start the counting of the Omer, the first thing we do is bring a korban from barley, which means a korban from tzimtzum, which means we're taking the tzimtzum and making it kodesh lashem. We're putting it in the mikveh in a sense to purify it, so it shouldn't be able to harm in any way. This tzimtzum shouldn't have any negative effects. Now watch how he explains this now in practical terms. Because on a level of Kiddusha, this concept of Tzimtzum is very precious. This concept of Behema, for a person to be a Behema in a holy way, is something very special. Hainu la soisatzmoi ke Behema ke ilu emboi shum das klal. For a person to look at himself with humbleness and act not like a big shot intellectual like Mr. Know-it-all, but rather to act as if he's a to feel as if he's a behemoth, as if he has no das at all. K'moy shomar David, as David HaMelech says, va'ani ba'ar v'lo yedo, I am an empty vessel without knowledge. Behemois hoyisimach. Hashem, I was like a behema before you. O kamay shekosuv admorzal al posuk kol asher nosan Hashem chochma bohema. There's a pasuk which says, all of those whom Hashem placed chochma inside of them. Bohema means in them. And Rabbi Nizal says, Shehi chochma gedoylo lasoy satzmoy kebehema. That one of the most special types of sechel that a Jew could possibly acquire is the sechel of humbling himself, being able to stand before Hashem as if he were a dumb ox. You get a person who knows the entire Shas and Shulchan Aruch and Sifrei Kabbalah and everything, and he's davening Shmon Esrei in front of Hashem. He's standing there like the simplest, literally like an animal, standing before Hashem like a cow, with that level of simplicity and lack of arrogance and lack of greatness and lack of ears. People know that when a professor or an intellectual walks into a room, you can smell him right away. You watch his face, you watch his how tall he's, his head up high in the air, and the airs he's walking with, and looking down at everybody around him. And lahavdil, you watch a tzaddik standing Shmoyin Esre, nok bent, in other words, looking down, and humble as like the most broken, simple, empty keli that you could possibly imagine. Kiali deze iker kabolas hadas vahasechel hoemes, because this is how a person prepares themselves to be zecha to receive true sechel. Kizehu bechinas tzimtzum hamoyach kanal. This is one example of the tzimtzum hamoyach that we're talking about. Bechinas malchus, bechinas nunanal, shu bechinas mido v'tzimtzum, constricting and controlling yourself. Hainu. She'efsher lekabel shum das v'sechel amiti kiim kishemesim atzmoy kebehemo ki'ilu eino yedea klal. Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible for a Jew to be able to receive any true wisdom or sechel unless the person makes himself like a behema, like a dumb ox who doesn't know anything at all. I don't know anything at all. Kemoy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Ein ha-toyro miskayemes, ela b'mi shemesim atzmoy ke'eni yodea. The Torah will not, a person will not succeed in Torah unless he makes himself like he doesn't know. Not if he asks him what he knows, he says, oh, I learned Baba Kama and Ba, and I know everything. If he makes himself like he doesn't know anything, if he sits at a shir as if he knows nothing in a certain sense, that's what makes him available to be able to receive, to take in all the Chochman Sechel. To the extent that he's convinced that he knows something, to that extent he's blocking out that percentage of knowledge. If he's convinced that he knows 30% of what a person needs to know, then the maximum that he's ready to take in is 70%. And if he's convinced that he knows 99%, then you have to picture the maximum that he's ready to absorb is 1%. Va'oz al yidei zeh daiko zoyche lekabel es hasechel v'amoyach b'hadrogo b'mida. And then if a person has this right attitude, if his attitude is any day, I don't know, I'm behema, then that person is zoyche to receive the sechel and moyach b'hadrogo, slowly but surely. It doesn't happen in 1 minute, it comes b'hadrogo b'mida. V'gam kishemekabel eiz ha-sechel v'das. Now, so that's the prerequisite. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, once the person does receive sechel and das, tzorech leida b'chol pam sh'adayin eino yodea klal. A person sits at a shir, a three-hour shir in Chumash, and they covered the whole parsha of the week. So you would say he wants to at least be able to walk out of that room feeling Baruch Hashem, now I have Parshas Shmini. I learned the whole thing, at least I know Parshas Shmini. Wrong. The correct attitude is supposed to be that as soon as he finishes learning something, he's supposed to be able to clear the registers and be able to make believe as if he's back to zero. I learned it, I absorbed it, I put it in the bank. Now I come back as a person who's starving again. I'm starving, I'm still on E. Kama Shekosuv Admor Zal Kama Ponim, as Rabbeinu Zal says many times in Likutei Moran, Vayidezer, and if a person is able to do this, if a person is able to train themselves like this, that they never become convinced that they know something and they've learned, but rather they're always setting the register back, they're always taking an attitude as if, I haven't started yet, I'm still at zero, I'm still starving in Yiddishkeit, I'm starving in Torah, I haven't learned anything yet. That person, every time they learn something, it's like they're getting a brand new brain. Because again, he's not coming with an attitude that, I've learned already 30 years, I'm just coming to add a couple, I'm just coming to polish up my wisdom. I'm smart already, I'm a genius already, I'm a Talmud Chacham already, I'm just coming to add a couple of little pitchifkas, you know, little salt and pepper to my deep knowledge. Whereas if the attitude is, each time that I'm on zero, then that person receives a brand new moyach every day. Every day what he's learning is in the form of a brand new, unopened package.
Rabbeinu Zal was a master at this.
Exactly. That's what Rabbeinu Zal just said. As Rabbeinu Zal said this many times, Rabbeinu Zal said about himself that when he learned, every time he got to a madrega, and he finished with that madrega, he was able to set himself back to zero and actually say, I know nothing right now. And one time on Shabbos, he said, I swear by Shabbos Kodesh that I know nothing now. And he wasn't lying. He wasn't lying because he was able to do this so, so well, to clear the registers and feel and believe as if he was a kid, a five-year-old kid showing up for school for the first day, whose mamish is a sponge, ready to absorb anything and everything.
Surely you've gone to knowledge, with the acquisition of this knowledge, you're broadening the kli. The kli's becoming wider, so you can't deny the fact that there's some kind of expansion in there. You can't deny the fact that there's a broadening process involved.
Exactly.
So.
You just said it. Widening the kli means I'm making myself even ready to take on more knowledge. Either my attitude could be that I started off with an empty 12-ounce cup, and now it's no longer empty. It's 8 ounces full, there's room for 4 ounces more and no more. You try to put in 5 ounces, you're going to make a mess. That's one possibility. Or, if the person is able to work on themselves and develop some mesem atzmei kebehema, that no matter how much he takes in, he's still on E, then what happened? Nothing happened? No, it's not that nothing happened. You know what happened? The kli became widened, and now the kli is ready to take bigger quantities. Instead of 12, he's ready now for 24 ounces, he's ready for gallons, he's ready for swimming pools, because he simply widened the kli. Each time he learned something new, he rose to a higher level, Eini Yodea. It's not the same Eini Yodea as when he first walked into school on the first day. When he's saying Eini Yodea, no, he's saying Eini Yodea if they haven't gotten 100 on every test. So he learned a lot. But because I've learned so much, I've come to the realization of how much there is to learn that I didn't learn. So the kli became larger. He's going to talk about that. That's what he's going to explain here. That's why the Arizal explains that Malchus, which is Tzimtzum, which is very necessary, it's a super, super midah of Kedusha, there's a flip side of it. It's very dangerous. Watch how the Moses explains.